Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Pussy sent this to me, customers and... post-COVID, we're just dicks to everybody.
It seems,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people liked the... conveniences that were offered during the pandemic, and now
the pandemic was so
we
great.
Get angry about
people
it.
Are kind of bitches about it.
Yeah,
more demanding of and expecting higher levels of service, greater expectations for virtual/remote services, more emotional interactions, increased safety health concerns, change in customer demand for products and services. Less demanding and more accepting of lower quality service. That's way down on the list.
Yeah, well, if there's a place that doesn't have enough employees, it only bugs me. But the bottom line is, it might be because they can't find people. But then I always think that maybe they should pay more people. Yeah, but I understand that places having trouble hiring people. But once again, it's one of those situations where I'm not hammering all business owners, but somebody says, "Hey, we'd give you." $20 an hour, $18 an hour, but we're going to give you $13 an hour or $8 an hour. Okay, well then, I'll go work at a place that gives me $18 an hour. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, or the old my always favorite one is when the somebody gives you it pays $13.25 an hour. I think okay, that could be $14 or $15, right?
Like,
no, it's $13.25. Yeah, and you'll get 20 more cents every 2 weeks.
Years.
I understand why people quit after the pandemic and went to other places. I totally understand that. You know, but once again, if you go into a place and there's not many people working there, it does get frustrating. You know.
Yeah, but you got to take into account.
Remember, you got to take into account. You got to take into account.
You got to take into account if you're running a business, you're going to need to pay people.
Right.
Well, that's tough for people.
No, they have to subsidize your dream. Remember that?
Yeah, I love that line.
Mm-hmm. I love that line too.
That's from Billy Blank.
It was Billy Blank, wasn't it?
That was
it?
Billy's
right.
line.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Nobody stood up. Yeah. Well, between him bitching at the refs every Iowa game, he has...
every once in a while, I have a little morsel of wisdom or something. Like, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. He's not just bitching at the refs.
From a guy that wears a newsboy cap. He's just taking shots. He's not even here.
We gave him credit. It was just lying.
Catching strays from 2 hours down the interstate.
Nobody should be paid to subsidize somebody else's dream. Paid bad, I should say. You know.
And you hit right on it. Part of this study that Gallup did was one of the questions asked is what are the greatest barriers to delivering exceptional customer service? And 43% of employees said staffing or having the right number of people to do the work.
Right.
You know. I mean, how can we give people the customer service that we know that they deserve and that they demand, but when we just don't have the people?
Some people just don't care, though. I was at a bar recently, and it's like, we're not the melon camp, but like my wife and I are the next people in line, and then we were there at receipt stapling time. So it's they had to staple 20 receipts before they.
That one drives me nuts. A busy work before waiting on somebody. I've seen that. Yes, yeah.
It's like, no way. If you're somewhere where there's customers involved, like, that should be your first priority.
I also hated this. In fact, we left the bar years ago, a bar restaurant we used to hang out with, and we don't even go there anymore because of this. We went in and sat down at the bar, and it was a restaurant, so we were there to eat, and a guy. Nobody's really there yet. He didn't come over to us for a while, and then he started answering the phone and taking reservations. And he was the guy responsible for it, just saying hi.
That is a pet peeve of mine. You should always take care of the live person in front of you instead of answering the phone.
Right. And he didn't come over for a long time, so we actually got up and left, you know.
I think that's true with when you go to the pharmacy, too. If you actually walk up to the pharmacy window, you should get priority over the guy driving.
I'm with you on that.
Yes.
Yep.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pharmacy people are not fun, man. They have some angry-looking faces. Well,
that's another one of those places where it's like, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're right, especially a pharmacy, right.
You need
right.
these life-saving drugs? Well, then stand in line.
Our I'm not saying all of them, livid. But the pharmacy I go to now, they're just a little bit not happy to be there. I'm thinking, as a farm tech, that's a good job. Why you can smile once in a while, man, you know? They get paid
pretty
decent.
Well, that's one industry.
They don't?
Yeah.
No, the techs don't.
Pharmacy, oh, they don't? Okay.
Unless it's other places. I wasn't getting paid enough to.
No, I mean, guys waiting here. Aren't they more than farm techs? They're pharmacists sometimes back there, too.
It's both.
That's a mix. Okay.
Yeah. But that industry seems to have really dialed back. You know, most of the pharmacies around my neighborhood have cut back hours.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they go away for lunch. They can't even have somebody. I guess what? You got to have two pharmacists on duty at all times?
You said duty.
Or one has to be on duty at all times. So.
You said duty again.
Yeah. And so if one goes to lunch, they got to shut the place down.
Can't you see them having a massive attack out here, Todd Slade? Didn't you change places because they wouldn't wait on you? It took lunchtime too much or something like that?
Or was
pharmacy.
That?
Yeah, your pharmacy. Didn't you change?
Yeah.
Didn't you move? Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I'm taking my pill business elsewhere.
I went across the street.
I've been thinking about doing that with our pharmacies. It's ridiculous. They'll be like, that'll be ready in an hour. So you go back like 5 hours later and they're like, oh, yeah.
We forgot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back in half an hour. I'm like,
I hate that too. Right,
can I just burn this place down?
But I mean, that is, it's, and I, sometimes I don't blame the people working at a place, but customer service is one of those things that it'll ruin it.
Right.
I'll not go back to that place if I get terrible service.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I told you guys a couple weeks ago about going in on a Sunday night to get some subs. And it was 2 hours before close. We weren't there right at the end of the night.
Oh, I remember this.
There was nobody else in the restaurant, and three people back. And they just acted openly like they were pissed off that we were there. It's like, I just wanted a sandwich. I'm sorry. I thought that's what you did here.
I've been there at places though where people walk in, you're like, we gotta work.
Yeah, that's basically the idea. That was the attitude we got. It was like, ugh.
Well, it's like clerks where they both work in stores. And what's the line? This job would be great if it wasn't for the customers.
Yeah. That's true. We always said that.
If we could just stand here.
Yeah. I was in line at a smoothie place I love, and there's young girls working there, and they're really good. They do it pretty quick. But I was behind a van, but I couldn't see inside the van, and I'm like next in line. And there's a bunch of cars behind me. And this van pulled up. I just saw one hand. I couldn't tell who was in the van with her. And they ordered a smoothie. And you have to sit and wait. And it was going on forever. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this sucks. This sucks. And then they finally opened the window. And I swear to God, she handed out 15 smoothies. The van was full of everybody.
Wow,
and I couldn't see. So I'm thinking, oh, that's why I've been sitting here forever. It's like getting behind somebody in a van at a fast food joint, like a bunch of kids in the van.
Oh, yeah, there was probably a soccer team.
Everybody got
an
order,
van.
Right. And they handed about 1,000 things out. Yeah. So I said, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to bitch. You handed out 15 smoothies.
Well, you were only bitching to yourself, so.
I was. Yeah. And I tipped the ladies generously, you know.
I hope the 15 smoothie van tipped them well. My God.
I hope they did. Yeah. You're right.
Those aren't easy to make.
Yeah, it was like an old lady. I bet they didn't tip well. No, they're not. They're a pain in the ass.
No, I mean, if anybody does, I mean, that's akin to a bartender making smoothies.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
That's
all time different
and
stuff.
Effort.
There's whey and there's protein and all the different flavors. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Though that's a lot of effort involved in making that.
Yeah.
They deserve a tip.
And these are high school girls working hard for the money. That sounds like a...
That came up real creepy.
I went into a Donna Summer hooker song.
Somebody just turning it to the game right there.
Probably not appropriate right there, right?
No.
Working hard for the money.
Not at all.
All right.